Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
A farm is a great place to grow up, but it's not always a safe place to grow up. That's why ADM is partnering with Farm Safety for Just Kids to increase awareness of hazards on the farm. Remember, farm chemicals should be locked up. Moving machinery parts should be shielded. Children should be supervised when working with livestock, and they should never play around grain piles, bins, or trucks. Join ADM and Farm Safety for Just Kids in making your farm a healthy, happy, and safe place for kids.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. When the next farm bill is written, everything will be in the spotlight. And some might say in the crosshairs for elimination. Federal crop insurance will not be an exception. The federal government pays 60% of farmer premiums for their crop insurance. With a bad crop, insurance will pay a farmer as much as 95% of the income he'd get from an average crop. And if you're farming marginal land, that's a deal that's hard to refuse. The result: farmers plant land that would be otherwise left in grass or fallow. So the government is spending billions of dollars encouraging production. Is that not a cheap food policy? On my farm, I buy hail insurance. It isn't government subsidized. Insurance can provide needed protection, but it should not be subsidized because that distorts a farmer's cropping decisions. The market should tell us what to grow. In the same vein, I don't support government subsidies for insurance for housing in floodplains such as New Orleans. If the government subsidizes insurance in such risky places, we'll build where we should not. One additional problem with federal crop insurance is that disaster assistance for drought or floods often is heaped on top of the crop insurance money. Congress knows this is redundant. When the plan to subsidize federal crop was passed, it was supposed to make disaster relief unnecessary. Not surprising, the Congress still has not been able to resist the temptation to spend on disaster relief. In fact, disaster relief is on the congressional agenda when they come back after the election. When I was Secretary of Agriculture, I tried to fix federal crop insurance. Couldn't be done then, and it can't be done now. If something is insurable, private companies will do it. And that's the way it should be. Any thoughts you have, I can be reached at jblock@ofwlaw.com. Have a great week.